This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Main Street Watertown was shut down to traffic today as thousands of firefighters lined the road. In some places, they were standing 10 to 15 feet deep in order to remember Lieutenant Edward Walsh, one of two Boston firefighters who died in last week's 9-alarm blaze in Back Bay. Inside St. Patrick's Church in Watertown, Walsh was remembered tenderly by many, including his sister, Kathy Malone.
My brother Ed was an amazing person. In so many ways, he wasn't just a firefighter, he was a son, a brother, a cousin, an uncle, a friend. But most importantly, he was a husband and a father and an extremely dedicated family man. The last time I stood up here in this spot, I stood with him.
WBUR's Asma Khalid was in Watertown for today's funeral services. She joins us now in the studios. Hi there, Asma.
Hello, Meghna.
So we heard a little bit there from Kathy Malone, but describe to us what it was like inside St. Patrick's Church in Watertown today.
Well, as I'm sure you could tell from Kathy Malone's voice, it was an incredibly somber day. Lots of different tributes from family members and from fellow firefighters. There were bagpipes that played as the casket, which was brought in on Engine 33, which was Lieutenant Walsh's engine. That casket was taken off of Engine 33 and carried in by fellow firefighters. One of the tributes to Lieutenant Walsh mentioned that it was 43 years ago that Walsh was carried into this same church by his mother to be baptized. And today he was carried back into the church, but by his fellow firefighters.
And this tragedy has really gripped the city in such a profound way in the past few days, the past week, I should say. I mean, tell us who else was there to honor and remember Lieutenant Walsh.
Yes, well, lots of family members, firefighters from across the country, and then many politicians. I mean, really everyone from the governor to the mayor to Senator Elizabeth Warren and even Cardinal O'Malley. He was also present and did offer a tribute to Lieutenant Walsh. Lots of people spoke, and the ceremony, you know, normally funeral ceremonies don't go on for an extended amount of time. I think people just had so many kind words to say about Lieutenant Walsh that the ceremony itself went on for about 2.5 hours, which I think is really a testament to how truly significant this funeral was in the community. One of the highest words of praise, I think, came from a fellow firefighter, Richard Paris, who heads the Boston Firefighters Union. Let's take a listen.
A dear friend said to me yesterday that God knew who he was getting when he took two of our best firefighters. We are all here to serve as best we can in the time God gives us. And you can bet St. Florian, our patron saint, met Eddie at the gates of heaven and said, "Well done, my good and faithful friend. Well done."
He then saluted Lieutenant Walsh's casket and walked away.
Well, it occurs to me, Asma, that this is the first tragedy that Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has really had to guide the city through. He was there today as well. What did he say?
Well, he spoke very briefly, which I think was, you know, fitting for this moment, but he did offer quite a few words of comfort for the city.
Let us be inspired by his example, and let each of us try to bring his spirit of service to our own communities. That's the way we will remember him always, and he will continue to lift us up.
And he spoke, sort of at length a bit more about how Lieutenant Walsh really was this rock supporting all of our lives, and he reminded everyone that he was someone who consistently put himself in harm's way for others.
Interesting. Well, we started this segment by playing a little bit of tape from one of Lieutenant Walsh's family members, and there was, it seems, a lot of discussion and remembrance of him as a family man. How is Lieutenant Walsh's family doing today?
Well, they are very private. I did not have a chance to speak to any of his family members, but his wife, Kristen, was there with their two elder children. His youngest son is actually not even 3 years old yet, and he wasn't there at the church. One sort of touching story, though, I did want to mention is that yesterday, fire investigators went back into the burnt building, and they were able to find Ed Walsh's wedding ring, which is something that I've heard was very important to Kristen, his wife. And they returned it to her at the wake yesterday. Just in terms of, you know, other family members who were there, I think one of the most touching moments I saw was his nephew, Robbie Malone, who was wearing a fire chief T-shirt, saluted the helmet as it was brought into the church. And that helmet was being carried by his brother. It has the number 33 on it. And his brother was actually the person who held that helmet as, you know, the procession was taken away and as the casket was taken away on Engine 33 to the funeral where Lieutenant Walsh would be buried next to his father.
So that was what was happening inside St. Patrick's in Watertown today. But as we mentioned at the top of our discussion, Asma, there was quite a scene outside on in the streets of Watertown. What happened there?
There were. You're right. There were thousands of firefighters. I mean, literally lining the streets for blocks. And I met firefighters from all over, from San Diego, from Montreal, from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. In fact, there's one gentleman I spoke with from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He told me he drove 13 hours yesterday. And the reason he did that is he's a fourth-generation firefighter. His great-grandfather was the first one to become a firefighter. And he says he felt like he needed to be here for his fellow firemen. He'll be attending the funeral tomorrow as well. And then he drives back 13 hours straight because he has to be back at the fire station on duty on Friday.
They do mean it when they say it's a brotherhood. Well, Asma Khalid is a reporter for WBUR talking to us today about funeral services for Lieutenant Edward Walsh, which took place at St. Patrick's Church in Watertown. Asma, thank you.
Thank you.
And we began the segment with a little bit of tape from Lieutenant Walsh's sister, Kathy Malone. Let's hear a little bit more about how she remembered her brother.
My favorite memories include the times when our families were together. Ed would man the grill. We'd have a cold one. The kids would play, and life was easy. I'll miss hanging out on the patio, sitting by the campfire in Maine, talking about anything and everything. If the timekeeper of life kept track, he may have noticed that this man has, in fact, lived a full life. Eddie lived more in 43 years than many of us will do in 80. He was destined to do great things, and he did. So, Eddie, just as you have always had my back, Kristen's back, and all of your friends and family's backs, I make a commitment to stand up and follow in your footsteps and try to be even half of the person you were.
Kathy Malone, remembering her brother, Lieutenant Edward Walsh, who died last week in that 9/11 fire in Back Bay. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.